Hey everyone, welcome to the Repath Project. I'm Nina Patel, and I'm starting this podcast as really an experiment for myself. I'm pretty bad, actually, at appreciating the small moments in my life where I have joy or am being successful. It's pretty easy for me to actually pay a little bit more attention to what I lack, or where I want to go next, and devalue kind of where I'm at today. And so I've kind of set my own intention to be a little bit more aware of how I can start to recognize these moments and actually appreciate them. And one thing that I've been noticing is that I tend to get better with being intentional and recognizing these moments when I actually start to share stories or listen to other people's stories. That exchange of information is a really great way and an opportunity for anyone who's involved to take a moment to pause, reflect, and like really pay attention to like the great things or the challenges that they've overcome and really kind of move forward with this like new frame of mind. So for me, this podcast is all about how can I start that exchange? How can I share on a grander level, outside of just being one-on-one, what those stories are? The Repath Project is about how, well, not about how, but like, what are people's journeys? What paths have they taken to get to where they are today? And then as we talk about that path, what are the moments that were really critical for them? Or what twists and turns did they take? How did they change their mindset to get to a particular place? Or what was their original intention? And maybe how did they deviate from that to actually learn and experience something new that they never could have realized for themselves? I hope that you really enjoy these stories and that they actually help you take that moment to reflect and pause on your own life, to think about the great things that you've done, to think about the challenges that you've overcome. And hopefully even share that with somebody else. What I hope listeners get out of this is really that everyone's journey is special, right? It's those twists and turns that really make you unique and they really shape who you are. And instead of just like dwelling sometimes and maybe the negativity that can be around that, how can you start to think about the positives that come out of challenges and how it maybe makes you a better person or helps refine what you want even more strongly? How does it motivate you? Secondly, I also want to take a moment because this is something I have to think about a lot is just because you aren't where you think you should be doesn't mean that you can't celebrate where you've been. I actually think that is like the only way to get to where you want to be is to take the time to celebrate all the things that you have done up to this point. And lastly, I want to emphasize that as I share my story, as others share their stories, like just recognizing and realizing that this isn't the end of our journey. This is just a moment in time. Our journey, our path is still something we are going down, and there will be more twists and turns that we'll have to deal with. But that, again, just kind of reemphasizing, it's all about sharing. It's all about where have you been up to today? What has really been an impact to you? And where do you think you want to go next? And how might you even start to think forward about how you can take that time to celebrate those moments in the future? I hope that you stay tuned for this, our next episode. And as you will see over time, I'm really also trying to interview folks who are successful in their own right, have defined success for themselves, and are living that truth for themselves too. I'm no Oprah. I'm not a person who has access to maybe super uberly successful, like folks that at least might be publicly identified as successful. But I think what's important to me is to kind of celebrate the everyday successes and everyday people, because we're all wonderful in our own ways, and I just really want to celebrate that moment. So I hope you stay tuned and keep up with the Repath Project, and would love to hear any kind of feedback or suggestions that you might have on topics for us to cover in future episodes. Thanks.